Saita Peg Vav Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues literally mid-sentence. We just learned in Mishnah Aleph, we had a machlok of Lazar and Yeshua, which of the Eduyos in the story of an Issa Isha, Shenesra Labailo, need two Edim? Which have the Chaymer of a Dovish Rebbe and the need two Edim? Is it only the Edus Tira, or is it, is it only the Edus Kinui, or is it even the Edus Tira? That was Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Beis, we have a din that we hold, we pass Kan Lalocha, that the Edus Kinui needs two Edim, and the Edus Tira needs two Edim. But once she was Nista and she becomes Nesra Labailo until she's Tishta, and the Mayim either proves that she's guilty or that she's not guilty, what would be if an Edus comes and says, no, she was Mizana, she's a Soita Vadai, and she can't even drink? That Edus is good Be'ed Echot. Says the Mishnah, Shehoyu Bedin. If you think about it logically, it should be Mamish Faket. Mayim Edus Rishonu, the Edus of Kinu Yustiru, namely over here the Stiru. Shein is surat to Israel, but asks her, but only asks her al soita sofik. And the halacha is that she's not nesa oilam. She comes and she drinks, and she can be proven innocent. Einam is kaim is papok's mishnayim. Still, it's called a dovish shebe'evan since it's asking up labayla. It needs to be b'tu edim. Edus achroina shoy surat to Israel. The edus achroina that says that she's a soita vaday, and she's nesa labaylam. Einam din shalot is kaim papok's mishnayim. Doesn't that have a din that she becomes Asura only when there's two Eidim? Talmud Loibam ve'eid ein bo. And the Gemara learns out, kol Eidus sheyesh bo. Eid means even if there's an Eid Echot. Ve'eid ein bo means there's no Eid Echot. That means kol Eidus, any Eidus, ve'eid, even one Eid, if there is there, the halach is she becomes Asura. So now think about a faket. Says the Mishnah, Kal v'choyme le'edus v'sheinu mi'ata. Now that you have the din in place, that ne'edechot ka'asa her up in Yisra'elom, l'choy v'shalo na'ata kal v'choyme, te'edus of stiru. Ma'am edus achroyne she'esu'ata Yisra'elom, the'edus that she's a soita vaday, asas her up in Yisra'elom, it's irrevocable, harayim iskayem is be'edechot. That works in ne'edechot. Edus ha'rishoyno she'ena Yisra'ata Yisra'elom, the edus of stiru, which is possible to overturn because she could drink and she could be proven innocent. So over there, look, it's more kal. Ain't it din shit sky be echot? Talmud loimer ki motza bo ervas dover. Ulahalon hu oimer. One pasuk says ki motza bo ervas dover. This is the pasuk in the parsha of Gittin. The Torah says that a man marries a woman ki kachishisho motza bo ervas dover ki motza bo ervas dover, and then he gives her a get. And then the pasuk says also, Lahalan Waimer al pishne edim yokum dover, ma lahalan al pishne ayim edim, af kan al pishne ayim edim. This that the husband's giving his wife a get, but loshna pasuk is because he's motza bo ervas dover. That means that she becomes asura loy. Any time a woman becomes asura lebailo, it's called a dover shebe erva. If it's a dover shebe erva, it needs to edim. Period. The other pasuk that he's comparing to, this is the famous drasha, that al pishnayim edim yokum dover, which is a din in dinei mominis. So the Gemara learns out that the din of hoitzoas momin in Bezdin and the din of dover shebe'erva both have a din of shnei edim. So obviously the Torah is saying anytime a woman becomes asura labayla, you need two edim. But the din that once she's asura al sofik soita, this that neid echod could say she was mezana to make her into a soita vadois, that din is a din that's a yoytzim in a klal, and it doesn't fit taka with the svara. It's a chiddush gzeis hakosim. That's what you have to say. Now, this din, this mishnah, is a discussion which is koil roiv ruboy of a lot of different sugis of eduyos in momen and dover shebe'erva, and it's worth pointing out a few pratim here. First of all, the mishnah says l'chayra that there's a model here, that the din of two edim that's necessary by dinei mominis and two edim that's necessary by din dover shebe'erva sound like they're the same. The Ktzois, Kiyadua, points out in Simen Reish Mem Aleph a fundamental l'chayra, a fundamental chiluk between the two. The Ktzois says, Haloi motzinu, that by dover shebe'erva, besides for the halacha that if you want to ask her up an isha, that means if you want to prove that there's a din, that a woman is a dover shebe'erva, or you want to, let's say, come to Bez and say a woman who is assumed to be a Pnuya, the halacha is that she's an Eishes Ish, you want to ask her Lashuk, the halacha is you need two Edim. Or if you want to say Edus, that a woman who was previously assumed married, her husband died, or that her husband divorced her, you need two edim because you're making ois davish be'erva. All these need two edim, but they don't only need two edim when you're trying to prove it in Bezdin. For the etzim yokum dovor, what we call edei kiyum, for it to be chal, you need two edim. Everybody knows that when you are mekadosh and isha, if the kedushin is beinoyu beinoy, you don't need two edim there just to be able to prove later on in a court of law that they're married. You need it now in order to make the kedushin a kedushin. Edim under the chuppah. A get, you need two edim, witnessing the mesius a get, signing the get, those are the edei kiyum on the gerushin. Why don't we have that din by dinim ominous? Why isn't it that every time you buy cornflakes in a grocery store in order to make a kinyan, a momin, not you need only two edim to prove later on if two people get into a fight over the box of cornflakes, but to make the chalais kinyan, you have to announce from the in the store, mechubid with edus on the cornflake sale, pliny in aisle A and almoni in aisle B. Why not? The Ktzoy says, enachanani, by momin you do. In every inherent transaction, in every sale, in every transfer of money, there's always edei kiyum. You know who? The baldin himself. Since by momin, every baldin is nemon, because he does baldin kimei edim domi, so that'll be the edei kiyum. By dovah shebe'erva, it's always going to be chav lacher, because it's always going to be one person standing. The him or the her can never be nemon, because they're asking up kroivim and so on and so forth. So they'll never be nemon. So the edei kiyum have to be edus from the outside. But by momin, it's always coming from the inside. Lamaisa, there's a ritva in Perek Yishar Rabba that says before, it's not that way. There's a fundamental chiluk between momin and erva. By erva, the ikir halocha of the yokum dover is the bishas maisa. And the ikir halocha of the yokum dover by momin is the later on, if there's a case, to be made on the hoitzoas momin. For further elaboration, we've spoken on this inyan in Maseches Ksubas. That's one inyan that's important to point out here. The other inyan is a fundamental question that Rabbi Senu grapple with. Reb Kiva Eger, the Beis Meir, and the Nesivis, three of Gedolei Rabbi Senu and the Machne Ephraim as well, weigh in on a kasha that Rishonim in Yevamos define Dovah Shebe'erva. What's Dovah Shebe'erva? Dovah Shebe'erva is only when there's something that would be on a level of chayvei krisus, where there's no, an iser, where kedushin loy tafsibo. On that, assuring up, saying that a woman's an eishes ish, saying the woman is ois eishes ish, that's a davar shebe'erva. Chayvei lavin, that doesn't prevent tfisas kedushin, is an iser, but it's not a davar shebe'erva. Haloi, the prototype of davar shebe'erva is we're learning out over here, kimotze bo ervas dover, is that a woman became nesu lebaila al tsoita. The issue that a woman has, if she's asura lebaila, is only that she is also to her husband as a lav. It does not mafkir the marriage. There's no loy tafsi bo kedushin in the issu soita. L'moshul, if her husband divorces her, we've discussed that she becomes asura leboil. Kedushin loy tafsi bo? Of course, it's only chayv elavin. If her husband would divorce her, after she's mizana, she's asur loy. You can't take her back, of course. She's asur loy, but kedushin tafsibo. Why is that a davar shebe'erva? Kiveger, this is in the Tshuva from Kiveger in Simon Kuf Chof Hei Chuf Chof Vav. That's where the discussion is amongst Rabbi Seinu. Reb Kiveger says that since we see that the Torah uses the issa soita labailo and it's mafkia zika, so then obviously the Torah upgraded. Tumah ksiv bo karayis, the Torah defines that as an erva. It might not be out the choymer of the lav, but the Torah, upgraded it. It has a din of an isur chayvei krisus. That's Reb Kiveger's approach. The Nesivis' approach is to say enachanami, the fallout, the isur of an isur soita labayla is only chayvei lav. That's not davar shebe'erva. But what are you being made on? You're being made that a woman was mizana and eishes ish tachas baila. That's mizana. That is chayvei krisus. So it might be that the din that you're trying to create with the edus is not a davar shebe'erva, but the act, the uvda, the maisa that you're being made on is a davar shebe'erva. The third approach, which the Machne Ephraim goes very strongly with, is that being moitzi and isha mi bailo, that's the davar shebe'erva. Being moitzi and isha mi bailo is like hoitzoas momen. It's not alts the choyme of the isha soita, it's alts the hoitzoas isha mi bailo. There's a pashta nafkimin in that. If we say the hoitzos isha mibailo, so that means that for edim for an eid echod to come and be made that a woman rachman l'slan was mizana, and she's asur lebailo, an eid echod won't be nema. Why? Because with that edim, you're coming to take the isham out mitachas bailo, that needs two edim. What would be, let's say, a woman was mizana, or a woman was, you don't know if a woman was mizana, but her husband had his suspicions, he divorced her. Now he wants to take her back. Is he allowed to remarry her? Person's allowed to remarry their grusha, mitzvah to marry their grusha. But if she was mizana, she became asura le'loilam, he can't take her back. Let's say an eid echod comes now and is made, Rabid, you can't marry her. She became asura le'loilam when she was made on the first round. Since over here the edus is only whether this woman is asura le'bailo, so according to this approach, that the Dovah Shabbat is only lohoitzi isha mitachas baila, it's only to say edus that he has to divorce her the first time, that would be a Dovah Shabbat. But now, he's not married to her. She's a regular pnuyah min hashuv. He wants to know if he's allowed to marry her, and erecha would be an emon. It's a regular isu. It's only chayv elavin. That would be the fallout of this. So this is some of the very important raid that's over here in this Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Edoy min nitmeis. We have the din that an eid echod is nemon, that a woman was mizana. But there's an eid that says to him. The eid says loy nitmes. Or there are two psulim. Women are possible eidus, but we learned that an eid to be made that a woman was mizana, once kinel of an isteron, she's a sofik soita, to upgrade her and say that she's a soita vada in eid echod, any eid echod, even apostle, the eid ain't boz nemenes, to gzez akosu. Isha oimeres, one woman says nitmes, v'isha acheres. Isha oimeres, another woman says loy nitmes. The din is hoysa shoysa. Why? Since the two edim are shoysa to each other. So you're left without edus on the sofik, on the sofik. Soyte vaday she's not, because there's a serious eid echod. You're left with the original two edim that she was nistero. Gonna love a nistero. So what is she? She's a sofik soyte, so hoysa shoysa. Two very important points. The Taisis Yom Tif says that the Poshita reading of the Mishnah is that the two Edim came together. Two Edim came, one said Nitmes, one said Loi Nitmes. Two women came and said Nitmes and Loi Nitmes. It's Mashma that we're talking about two equals. Two Edim, two men that are Kashal Edim, or two women. What happens if it would be Ed Oimen Nitma V'isha Oimeres Loi Nitmes? Now, an isha is nemenes midaraisa ve'edein bo. But does she have a koyach to be soyser and edus? On that, the poshut reading of the Mishnah is that not, the Rishonim say, that sounds like it's only an aid connected an aid, but not apostle, an isha connected an aid. L'maisin, the Yerushalmi is mufurish not that way. The Yerushalmi brings the gear, so edoim and nitmes, ve'isha emeres lo nitmes. What's the rationale? Taisyantar brings both stodim. The rationale is that even though the Torah over here believed an eid echod, chiddush number one, you need two eidim. Chiddush number two is you need eidim. A woman is not an eid. So chiddush number one is that you don't have the regular gedorim of eidus, legabe the number of eidim. You need only one, not two. Chiddush number two is you don't need the regular criteria of an eid. Is that really one chiddush or there's two bazunder adinim? There's a din, maybe you could say when an eid kosher comes, that's eidus. But it's a din edus of eid echod. Masha'enke, when the isha is mi'ido, it's what the Shmaitzin, Shmaitzin Zion calls, the Torah relied on a deo. It's not an edus. An isha doesn't have a din, doesn't have a koyach to say edus. Nothing to do with two edim. An isha can't say edus. Eid echod nemen b'isurim is not edus. Eid echod nemen b'isurim is, that's the Torah's way of clarifying the status, like Rashi says in Yevamos. How could you ever eat in your own kitchen if you don't believe your wife? So that's not edus, that's just the Torah said, mefalotzach, you rely on whoever says that food is kosher. Masha'enkin over here, betzim, you should need two edim. So the Torah said there's an edus of eid echot. The only time we find edus, where you need an eid kosher, but it's only one, is an eid. Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100. Reuven doesn't have eidim, he has one eid. So Ein Echanami can't be Moitzim Omni. He could force Shimon to make a Shvur Deraisa. That din is a din of eidus. It's a din of eid echod instead of two. Maybe there's such a din over here. Therefore, if eidus, one eid, was made nitmes, and an isha, who's not eidus, she's a deo, was me'ido, that she's not asura loy. So maybe then we would say they're not equal. The deyo is bottle klape the edus. The same way if two edim would come and say nitmeis, and one aid would say loy nitmeis, the one b'mokum chad b'mokum trei lav klumhu, like we're going to learn in the next chelik of the Mishnah. So a deyo versus an aid also not. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe the Torah said there is no din edus. There's a din of deyo. The Torah listens to a deyo from whoever says that she's tmeo. So Mamela, if you have a stira of deyo, it's an eid echon on one hand is one deyo, and isha is another deyo, they cancel each other out. That's the two tzadim over here. The other point to make over here is what the Rav says al pi the Gemara, is that this din of eidai menitmes, eidai meloi nitmes, isha nitmes, isha loi nitmes, is only if they come together. Masha'enkin, if an eid echod oimen nitmeis, and the bezin was mekabel the eidus, and thereafter another eid comes says loy nitmeis, the Gemara says a klal komokim shimina teira eid echod harehu kishnayim. Once the teira believed that eid echod, it's chal by us a nemonus on that what was said, that testimony, that eidus, and it's nasa etzleinu kishnayim. Thereafter, the other eid is coming. And he's being made kiviyochul keneged too. The way we just explained this din of komokim shemina teira eid echad areu kishnayim, which is a memory that the Gemara quotes both over here and in Yevamos daf peches b'shem ulo, is consistent with the way the Ritva explains this in Yevamos, which would tell us that if an eid echad would come and say on a piece of meat that it's kosher, regular classic eid echad nem bisurim, a second Eid Echod would be able to come and say the meat was treif, and it would be a regular serious Eid Echod. We wouldn't say that the first Eid, since he said it, is already Kishnaim. Why? Because there's no need for Shtayim by a piece of meat. Eid Echod and Bisurim. It's only over here, which is Be'etzim, Adavish HaBe'erva. The Torah believed in Eid Echod. So when the Eid Echod comes and says that Isha Nitmeis, it's held by us, Kiviyochel to eid mesetz. So thereafter, a second eid can't be sois what was already chal by us, bimkoim to eid. That's the way the Ritva explains it. The Shach argues. The Shach holds that even by eid echod of isurim, you have this klaus. So obviously, he doesn't have that knetch in this halacha. The Shmaitzer discusses this extensively in Shmaitzer Vov. Let's go right in the Mishnah. Eid echod oim nitmeis, ushnaim oim loin nitmeis. One eid said, she's Tomei. And now two said, Loi Nitmeis. Hoise Shoise. That's some cloud that the Mishnah says that the two are better than the one. Because it's Davar Poshut. Ein Eidus Shal Echod B'mokum Shnayim. The Chiddush over here is that even though we said that normally when an Eid Echod says Nitmeis, it becomes Kishtayim, it only becomes like Shtayim. But Avada, it's not Shtayim. So if two Eidim come and two Eidim say, Loi Nitmeis, that's Avada better. And we say that she drinks. Now the obvious question is, if Shnayim Oimim Loi Nitmeis, so two Eidim said she's good. Why does she need a drink? There's Eidus that she's Taira. Teretz says the Eidim never said that she was never Mezana. The Eidus said that the Oisoi Maimid, the Eid Echad Oimim Nitmeis, he said it on that Slira. So he said that he was watching, and she was Soiser from, let's say, the original Eidus Slira, asked her, Al-Sofik Soita, they asked her Labaila, they said she was in a private place with that man that the husband warned her about from 9 till 12 p.m. An Eid Echad then comes and says, at 10:30 he saw Maisa's Nus. Two Eidim only have to come and say Loid Nitmes at 10:30. But the other 2 hours, there's still a stira there. So she's still a medis in a matzvah of Sofik Soita. You're right. If the two Eidim would come and they would say, from 9 to 12, the whole Zman Stira, she was not Mizana, so then Loha Yitzchik Loshtetz. They just undid the Stira. Two Eidim are definitely believed. She's not a self-excited anymore. She's a Vadei Loisaitan. Shnayim Oimim Nitmeis, Ve'echer Oimim Loi Nitmeis. If two said she was Mizana, certainly one that says Loi Nitmeis is not B'mokum Shnayim. And then Avadi, you have the two Eidim that said she's Tmeo, she's a Sofik Vadai. Rav speaks out that the reason why the Mishnah says it twice, both where the one aid connected the two is saying Shoisa, or where he's saying Loya Yeshoisa, is to tell you that the halach is you go basa Rav Deis, you always go basa two connected one, Bain Lakula, Bain Lachumra, Bain Lashkoisa, Bain Shalai Lashkoisa. One last point over here in this very Yisoidistik Sugya, and that is, Shteito, we mentioned this before in the beginning of the Masechta, that there's a Mitzius called a Sofik Soita, there's a Mitzius called a Vadai Soita. And we could ask ourselves, is there really any difference? A woman was kindle of an istor, she becomes a Sula Baal, it's a Din Deraisa. The fact of the matter is that if she's going to live with him, Bezin will be Mafrish in her. What's the difference if there are Edim that she was actually Mizana or she was Soisa? So the way the Mishnah says it is, the difference is Yochalash Goysa, any Yochalash Goysa. But it doesn't sound be'etzim like there's a difference. Now, could be that there isn't. The Torah was mechadish that a sofik soit is asur levadai b'teir is vadai. And some Rishonim understand that way. However, some Rishonim are of the opinion that sofik soit is only a chidush, it's a tesefis onto the badge of soit. And we don't know for sure that she was Mizana. The nafkamina will be, what happens to her if her husband lives with her? With Hasra, with Edim, Malkus or not Malkus? If she's a Soita Vadai, so he was a Chalev and a Lav, a Vadai gets Malkus. If he's a Sofik Soita, if you say that the din of Sofik Soita is Kevadai, the Gemara used the Lashon, Soita, Sofik, Kevadai, the Gemara learns out from here that by a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, the Halach is with Nemon B'Teres Vadai, that is a Tumah. If the din of Sofik Kevadai by a Sofik Soita is Mamish Kevadai, she would get Malkus. But the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that that's only a Tosefis, it's a Lav Shebeklolois, a whole discussion, but the Rambam holds it's not the essential Soita, it's a Din Noisuf on the Parashah of Soita. Therefore, there's no Malkus. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina. A woman is Mizana. We've learned that the Din is that if the husband dies before being Megarisher, she's not Nefelis Leibim to the brother-in-law. Tumok Sivbo Karayis, the being Asur Labailo, is partially mafkir the issues that's not chal zikas yabmin. What about a sofik soita? Some rishonim hold that if she's only kinel of an istron, she's a sofik soita. The din of sofik soita kivadai is that that's also mafkir zika. Some rishonim hold not. It's only a sofik soita. If it's only a sofik soita, maybe she has a din, she's a sur labailam and deraisa, but who says that carries over the gabi the yibam? We only have a sofik. If we only have a suffix, then the halacha is choletzes v'lemis yavemis. A third nafkamina might be legabi the boil. The din is echad abal v'echad aboil asurla. We might say that the husband has to be megarisher suffix soita kevadai, but not that we know vadai. The Torah said that she's asuraloi. Does that carry also over to the boil? Let's say the boil would be boileo, his chayv malchus. But if it's only a suffix soita, maybe we would say that Sofik Soita is not fully Kivadai, Legabi the Boil, and then he won't get Malkus. So these are three possible nafkaminis between a Sofik Soita and a Vadai Soita. We are, Be'ezus Hashem, finished after six prokhim, the Nyone Yisuri Soita V'Hamistayef and the whole Parsha Soita and Parsha Snosoi. The next three prokhim, Be'ezus Hashem, are really going to deal with a variety of Nyonim that are Shaykh the Masechet Soita. We'll try maybe to explain how and why, but they're not in Yoni Soita per se.